These are my thoughts for the BYOD for Learning course curating section, in which we were presented with some stimulus material, a video with an academic who was discussing how the resources that he curates often aren't used by students and his sense of disappointment with that. I think that's something I've heard colleagues in school mention too, that they'll often say to students that they need to read around the subject and maybe they'll provide some advice on articles to read, but that just never takes place. And in the Google Hangout that took place yesterday, people were also offering reasons why that might be the case, and that students are incredibly busy people, as indeed we all are, and that they often learn strategically. That's to say that they just simply do what's needed in order for the assessments to fulfil the requirements. And they're often bombarded and overloaded with information, so additional information just gets lost within the rest of it. And we need to think about some strategies where we could encourage students or help them to actually engage with that additional material that we've curated for them. So I think first of all, it's important to recognise that you should curate everything that you find, but there may be specific articles that are particularly timely, whether it's with the curriculum that you're currently studying at this moment or a particularly topical news item. And I think we need a way of actually targeting those things, whether it's by a means of a tagging system or using star ratings or whatever. So in some sense, we're filtering the items that we're curating for them and making them more pertinent, hot topics or must-read articles, whatever you will. I think the tool that we need to use, clearly we mentioned that it needs to be useful and easy for the curator, so it's got to be one click quick, but also it's got to be useful for the students and easily accessible and provide information for them in the way that they want it. Maybe they need a notifications element within it so that it highlights those important things. Kay and Claire in the Hangouts mentioned that we need to actually engage them in the process of curation. They need to be curators too, though of course they may need some guidance in how to do that. It's not something that they've probably done before, so we certainly need to show them how to do it. Maybe we need to set regular tasks which absolutely demand that they interact with the resources. Maybe choose someone at random each week and have them summarise the article that you showed them, or synthesise a number of articles and do that on a regular basis. Or maybe have them reformat the information. So turn it from whichever format you've provided it in, whether it's a flipbook or Scoop-It or whatever you used, get them to turn it into a mind map or into an audio report. Just something a little bit different so they have to repurpose it or mash it up. And then finally, one of the things that people said was assessment is an issue. So if the curation of articles isn't helping with assessment, then students tend not to use it. So either, if it's possible, change the assessments to incorporate activity which requires them to use the curated materials. And if that's not possible, then try wherever it is possible to actually link the curated material specifically with the assessment processes which are being used. So there's some degree of alignment there, and they're getting practice both in the use of the curated materials and reading around, but also in the assessment itself. So there are just a few thoughts on curation. I'd be interested to hear if you've got any thoughts on those yourself.